Cole Cook back for more of the PM Sports Page. It's now time to talk with Ethan Zigalowski of the Washington Bowling Team. Ethan's this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Ethan, congrats, and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Cole, so much.
Well, Ethan, congratulations to you as you qualified for the Class 1A State Bowling Meet next week in Waterloo. First time in Demon history that that's been able to be accomplished. You tied for second place at Tuesday's state qualifier. That was at Comanche. So first off, Ethan, once you realized that you were runner-up and you're going to be moving on to state, what was that feeling like?
That was the biggest feeling of relief in my entire life. The nerves of the 10-minute wait that we had when they got the final scores and stuff was just, it was overwhelming almost. And it's just like, as soon as they said the low score, so fourth place, I knew immediately that I was in, and it was just the biggest relief, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the top four was able to advance. You know, so knowing that it was a three-game series, how are you feeling throughout the day? Were you kind of confident that you're in that top four throughout? Was it kind of you had no idea? Where were you at your headspace throughout that whole day of competition?
My headspace, I was just thinking, stay consistent, don't make too many mistakes, and you should just make it in pretty easily. First game was not where I wanted it, but it was close enough. Just had to keep a headspace of like, just bowl consistently and hope that everybody, and just know that you're, with one bad game, you're not necessarily out of the top four, because some other people could have a bad game and drop their score pretty significantly, and just continue not to make mistakes throughout the day. You should make it.
You had a 6:34 series, and your best game was round two. You had a 2:42. How were you feeling that game?
That game actually started really good. I started with the front six, and throughout the day, it was noticeable that stringing strikes together was pretty difficult. So once I started with the front six, I figured, well, this is going to be a good game no matter what. You just got to finish it out. And thankfully, I finished it out. I mean, not the way I wanted to. I finished it on an open, but it was still a decent game. Put me into second place originally, because I was originally outside of the top four to begin with. So that was a huge confidence booster after that. And then I was just like, well, now that you're in the top four, just bowl one more good, consistent game, and you should be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zig, there's been a couple times throughout your career that you've been so close to the coveted 300 game. You know, when you get up to 6th, 7th, 8th frame and still have a perfect score, what goes through your mind mentally? What do you have to think of to, you know, not psych yourself out in a high-pressure situation like that?
A lot of the times people will say, oh, you got to have people talk to you. Well, you really don't want to, because, you know, there's always those superstitions of like, oh, if they talk about it, it's not going to happen. Well, I don't care if people talk to me like that. It doesn't matter. The main focus would be just to go out there and get on the approach and focus nothing but like hitting your mark, staying consistent with timing with your hands and feet, making sure you're balanced the line and not falling off, because if you fall off, you tend to make a poor shot. And then once that happens, it's obviously over for you on that. So, but on the seventh shot, I made a good, really good shot, and just got unfortunate with the carry. So,
Ethan, what part of your game do you think has improved the most the last couple seasons?
There's a multitude of things, but I think the one thing that I've improved on the most would have to probably be my mental game. My mental game has struggled over the years, especially my freshman year. It was tough. But I think that's the one thing that a lot of bowlers should focus on is their mental game. And I think once you have that down, everything else just kind of flows through like a puzzle.
And the Demon boys team this year has grown leaps and bounds, from previous seasons. You even won a couple meets. How do you think the team has evolved this year?
I think our team chemistry just started to show later on in the year. Especially that meet at Mount Pleasant, you know. I mean, going into it, we had high hopes. I mean, we'd been bowling really consistently over the meets before that. And Mount Pleasant gave us a couple opportunities there in that meet, and we took advantage of them with leaping strides. And that was the day that I knew, like, this team has made – so substantial leaps in improvement mentally and physically. Our team chemistry was there. Like, the energy of that meet was amazing. It was just a really all-around good day.
You know, your younger brother, Caleb, also one of the top bowlers on the team. What's that like to have your brother be right up there? I'm sure it's a great competing partner as well.
Oh, yes. I mean, I go into a meet thinking that we're the two best bowlers there, and in order for me to win it, I have to beat him. But he's there a lot of times for support, and I appreciate it. I support him. He supports me. We support the other bowlers, our teammates. I mean, it's just, he's an all around, he's fun to have around the meet. He brings a lot of energy to the team. I think he's probably our biggest energetic kid on the team, honestly. But yeah, he's just fun to have around the meet.
Now moving forward, next Tuesday is the state meet in Waterloo. Just to set the scene, what's your goals coming in, and what do you expect that experience to be like?
I expect it to be really energetic. I think everyone's going to come in there thinking a lot of things. My focus to go in there is just go in there, bowl very consistent, and just make the top eight, and then we just got to make a run. So we have to limit mistakes. We have to string strikes together, obviously. That would be awesome. But yeah, just go in there with the focus of what you want, and obviously we want a state title. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ethan, if you're talking to someone that is a very novice bowler like myself, where my main objective when I bowl is to not embarrass myself, what's one piece of advice you would give someone like myself?
Just have fun, honestly. I've seen it over many years. Like, if people aren't having fun, they're not bowling very good. And I tell a lot of people, like, beginner bowlers, to just go out and have fun. Don't really care about what other people are doing, and once the confidence is there and you're having fun and everything's going right, you're bowling really good. So
Let's get outside of bowling, Ethan. When you graduate in a couple months, have you thought about what next year brings?
Yeah, I've been accepted to William Penn University. I'm gonna go study environmental studies and possibly minor in criminal justice. We're not entirely sure yet. So that's what I'll be doing that for 4 year. And then I will also be continuing my bowling career with the William Penn Statesman. So.
Awesome. Well, environmental studies, why that major?
I want to become a state conservation officer. I mean, I've always loved the outdoors and hunting and fishing with my dad and my family members and stuff like that. So I just thought, well, you like doing that. They get to do that a lot. They get to provide, they maintain all that kind of stuff for future years and future generations to enjoy. So I was like, well, I might as well continue that trend. So
sure. Last question here, Ethan. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." How do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
I tend to stretch a lot. So like my hips, my lower body, my forearms, shoulders, all that stuff. I don't really do a lot of like movement stretches. They're just a lot of static stretches where you're getting your hips loose, getting your legs loose, and it just kind of overall helps the whole body feel good and ready to go.
Ethan, congrats on the state qualification, and best of luck next week.
Thank you, Cole.
That's our Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week, Ethan Zigalowski of the Washington Bowling Team. Ethan is the first Demon Boys bowler in program history to punch his ticket to state. Tuesday in Waterloo is the Class 1A state meet. Best of luck to Ethan there. We'll close things out on the PM Sports page next. Stay tuned, AMFM KCII.